next item is Millsboro Medical Center. It's conditional use 1663, site plan on Route 24.
This is a preliminary site plan for a medical facility that was deferred on August 15th of 2007 for required parking calculations. The conditional use was approved on August 8th of 2006. The commission granted a one-year extension on August 15th of 2007.
We're looking at Power and Love, not Millsboro Medical.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. It's coming up anyway. We'll be all ready for the next one.
Everybody goes through these files. They're all in order. Contractors come in and sit at the table, look at who the engineer is and everything.
Oh, yeah. That's how much we capture of this today.
Great one.
All right, go on right now. Thank you, sir.
A two-story, 19,873 square foot building is proposed. Setbacks meet the requirement for the zoning ordinance. On-site and septic and well are proposed. Now, the site plan indicates that 12 doctors and 40 employees are proposed. 68 parking spaces are required. 108 are provided. A portion of 9 spaces are located within the front yard setback and are subject to site plan review. Access to the site is from a cross-access easement from the adjoining rural farm site. The 8 conditions of approval are referenced on the site plan. If preliminary approval is granted, the final will be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
Mr. Abbott, in looking at this, it appears as though the issue of the parking spots that would be backing into the cross-section access is still there. Am I reading that right?
Yes.
Well, I know that was one of the issues I addressed when we looked at this before, when we didn't know how many parking spots were being proposed.
That's the 25-foot interior drive cross-access easement is, and then running along the northeastern side of the property, you would have the same thing the whole way down. All the parking spaces back out into the interior driveways. These back out, put them back out in here.
Yeah, all through there, yeah.
All through there.
Well, if that's not a concern for other members of the commission, then.
Anyway, you can dispense with it.
Any landscaping?
Is this 8-9 or 15?
I think it's Kentucky 31 landscape here.
And this is 15?
That's to the building.
Oh, to the building, okay.
I think it's landscape. No, I think it's.
So I would assume that we'd want to have the same condition with this one as we did require with the landscaping plan submitted.
It was not one of the requirements on the conditions of approval. It's not on the one of the major arterial roads.
It's not considered a major arterial road 24?
Not by all ordinance, no. Not what would require landscaping.
As I recall, this is one that we denied and council approved.
That's correct.
You guys recommended.
We recommended, but as I recall,
smaller size.
Because there was an EDU issue and an engineering question, and we approved it for less than what was proposed, and then council approved it for the full deal.
So is that preclude us from requiring a landscaping plan?
I would not pet ball to Mr. Burrow.
Thanks, guy. I don't know the answer.
Quarter overlay zone, the large scale commercial, state plans, they specifically reference landscaping plans being submitted.
I think as the ordinance is written, it's not specified as a general requirement for commercial site plan, and that's sort of where this is falling, because it's not in the quarter, it's not a big box, and those have the specific requirements. That doesn't, I don't know if that means that we can't ask for one, or if that just means that.
So a site plan, can't you add whatever condition you feel are appropriate?
It's also site plan review, right?
I guess,
sort of.
But the point in advocacy of having a landscaping plan is that there's relatively little development nearby, and so we're sending, at least in this contiguous property, and it would be appropriate to have a well-landscaped site to set the tone for the remainder of development in the area. Because I would think that they would want to have their building landscape appropriately just to present it properly. So they probably have some form of landscaping already intended.
Yeah, one would think that. However, we have to act on what's been presented to us. We can't act on what we think they're thinking.
Right.
So, but your point's well taken. I would if there's a way to do that, it might be nice.
Seeking Mr. Bell's opinion on condition number one, it appears as though this is going to require our approval, and that we can't make it subject to agency staff. If you look at condition number one on the.
So the council may come back anyway.
Under owner certification.
Can't get away from that path. Oh, this is okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
I mean, typically we would say that final approval is subject to the staff receiving.
You can't.
But this is saying, this is saying the commission has approved it.
It's pretty clear that when these were developed, and I would assume that this was a requirement of the council.
If this is in the ordinance, you can't vary it yourself.
It's part of the council's approval was that once everything was issued, they wanted it to come back here again. I mean, it's what it says. Whether that's what they meant or not,
The way it's printed, I think it has to come back here, and you can't defer that.
You can only approve it as a preliminary.
Right.
Then it has to come back.
Okay. I'm just going to say it was subject to the staff. Mr. Chairman, concerning commercial use 1663, site plan on Route 24, my motion is for approval as a preliminary, and that the final approval will be subject to review by the commission after receipt of all agency approvals.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to Hillsborough Medical Center conditional use 1663 site plan on Route 24 as a preliminary to be represented to the commission upon, for final approval upon receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Allegheny East Conference of Seventh-day Adventists preliminary site plan on Road 485.
A preliminary site plan for a 2,378.8-square-foot church located on 1.83 acres. Site zone C1. As you're aware, churches are permitted in all zoning districts. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning code. The site plan indicates that there are 72 seats in the church. 18 parking spaces are required. 20 spaces are provided, with an additional 2 handicap spaces. Those spaces are located within the front setback and are subject to site plan review. The proposed parking and driveway area is referenced as a stone parking area. On-site septic and well are proposed. There's a note on the site plan that states that the mobile home on site will be removed at the completion of construction. And if you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals. Subject to site plan review, but our ordinance doesn't reference handicap spaces. That's American with Disability Act. It's regulated by.
Well, your concern is about the location in the setback area?
Right.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it in this sense. It's only 2. It's 4 handicap. They need to be close to the building, so I think they're where they need to be.
And the entrance as well.
Correct.
Well, that was really concerning, the proximity to the entrance.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for Allegheny East Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, and final approval to be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the Allegheny East Conference of Seventh-day Adventists preliminary site plan on Road 485 as a preliminary with final approval by the staff upon receipt of all the permits. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?